The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon down in Miami for Celtics Heat Game 5 tonight.
Tony Kornheiser, are you sitting on a floaty? Are you,
you
on
like
the
that,
water?
Don't you?
Are you?
Yeah. I may not get to the arena. It's kind of hard to leave this. I'm just saying.
It's lovely. What a good setup. Looks great. Welcome
Stephen
to PTI,
a.
Greeny, boys and
girls. They can do it without me.
They don't need you. Sit on the water. In today's episode, the quality of NBA playoff games. Lane Kiffin embraces name, image, and likeness, and Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with Dallas avoiding elimination by beating Golden State last night. The Mavericks made 20 of 43 three-point shots, and Luka Doncic had 30 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 assists. The Mavericks are now 3-0 in must-win games in these playoffs. Wilbon, did last night provide a repeatable blueprint for Dallas to climb back into this series?
If by repeatable you mean 3 or 4 times, then my answer is no. By repeatable, if you mean one more time, I think that's very possible. I mean, I want to see how I feel going into tomorrow night's game five, but I might be willing to pick Dallas to win one more game, even though that game will be played in San Francisco, and then you would inject some drama into this if you got it to 3-2 after being 3-0, which no basketball team, no NBA team has come back from. But is it, I mean, how many games in a row can you shoot the lights out from three-point land, which is what Dallas did? They hit a bunch of threes. Now, Golden State will give you one. I said this to you yesterday. Golden State, you know, my favorite phrase is they hear the sweet Georgia Brown music, they turn it over 24 times, they'll give you one. That's not what happened. They only turned it over 8 times last night. But they didn't seem fully engaged to me, Tone. The Warriors didn't seem championship-level engaged, which I do think they'll be tomorrow night. That will be a much more impressive win for Dallas to go on the road and do it, but I think it's repeatable once more.
So let me be very clear on this. Golden State is not Phoenix. Golden State has players out there that have won championships.
That's right.
They got coach out there who's won a championship. They are 8-0 at home in these playoffs, and they will get 2 more if they need them. Dallas is not going to win this series. I don't think Dallas is going to win another game. I mean, I really don't. Is it repeatable? What, you know, is some magic repeatable formula for Dallas? What happened last night? As you say, they made a lot of threes. I have a couple of statistics here. They're 7-3 when they make 15 or more, and they're 2-4 when they don't. Is that a blueprint? No, because everybody takes threes. Just do the math. If you hit 20 threes, you got a chance to win. This is not deep science. And give me 20 seconds to say one other thing. I don't think that the players and the coaches could possibly have been at their best peak performance last night because of what was hanging over their heads.
It's a great
especially
point,
in the state of Texas. Especially
Texas,
in the state of Texas. Yeah. I understand this is a sports show and not a political show, but sometimes out of necessity, those things overlap one another. And I would just commend to people watching us, go back and read what Steve Kerr said in a pregame, and I will stand on the side of the street with Steve Kerr.
Always, Tony, and you don't have to read it. I mean, people have YouTube. They got stuff on their phone. They can hear it. Because you need to hear the sense of rage, desperation, and purpose in Steve Kerr's voice. I love Steve Kerr, and never more than now at a very, 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 very difficult time in this country. And thank God that Steve Kerr has the guts, the courage, to understand that, yes, sports and culture do collide. And this is one of them. Everything collides in the culture. And good for Steve Kerr. The NBA playoffs have featured a lot of lopsided results, and Dan Wolkin of USA Today wonders if the regular season is to blame. Wolkin cites injuries to players like Ja, Joel Embiid, Chris Middleton, in wondering if the 82-game season is already too punishing at a time when the Athletic reports the league is discussing expanding the number of games by adding an in-season tournament. Tony, are you making the connection that Walken does?
No, I'm not. I don't necessarily connect those particular dots. As you know, I think the NBA season is too long by about 20 games. And I think that there are a lot of injuries. But I'm not saying that the length of the season automatically means you're going to have too many injuries. Mike, I remember a lot of playoff years when Bird and Magic and Jordan played every game and played them, you know, for 42 minutes every single game in the playoffs. And these are great stars. And those guys, there was an 82-game schedule then, and they played more games then than most stars play now. And they played more minutes then than most guys play
they
now.
Did.
So
they
I am I'm not gonna automatically connect this. I'm gonna look at the notes for a second. There's a couple of small things that might help. I'm not sure if the first couple of rounds of the playoffs were best 3 out of 5, or if there was maybe a little bit more break between games in the conference finals. But that's not gonna happen because TV subsidizes the league. And TV is calling that particular tune. I'm just going to stress that injuries happen, and it is not automatically because of the length of the season.
Tony, I agree with you completely. And, you know, I'll see Dan at some point. I'm going to call him young and remind him that with something, of something you and I know, which is the format now of every other day in these conference finals for both East and West, every other day. That was the format years ago all the time. And there weren't necessarily lopsided games. Tony, I think the pressure, though, is greater. And when I say that, I mean the examination of every possession after games, between games. And I think people tighten up. I mean, I saw that sitting courtside in Phoenix in that game 7 for the all-time lopsided game, which doesn't make any sense. And even Golden State was down 50 or whatever it was to Memphis. And I just see that dynamic is having something to do with how it plays out the next night. I think injuries do play a part, Tone, but I agree with you. I'm not going to connect it to the schedule because the schedule's been the schedule. It's been 82 games for a million years.
Let me just say this, that the playoffs have been unsatisfying because of the margin of victory, because they haven't been close in late situations. There hasn't been drama. But if you get Golden State and Boston in the finals, people are going to want to watch that. And if you get 2 or 3 games that go to the buzzer, people are going to be very happy, and they're going to forget all about this particular thing. Work on the ending of the game, because nobody wants to see a guy dribbling out for 20 seconds in a 12-point game. We move
by
on.
By the way, Tone, real quickly, let me mention this. Remember, there are things called the Memorial Day Massacre. Because the Celtics of Bird and the Lakers of Magic had blowouts too. And then they had, everybody talked about it on the offense. So a lot of this is simply people being too young and silly. They don't know anything that happened before they were born, before this morning. There were blowouts all along.
Certainly nobody calls us too young. Not even Ubi calls us too young. Wilbon, I know Lane Kiffin is not your favorite guy.
Nope.
But in an interview with Sports Illustrated, Kiffin talked about the reality of name, image, and likeness and its colossal effect already on college football. Kiffin believes NIL is the main reason, if not the only reason, recruits pick a certain school. Straight cash, homie. And Kiffin doesn't blame them one bit. Is Kiffin right that the old days are gone and everyone should start looking at college football as a professional sport now?
I mean, it's fine for us to peg this to the news of Lane Kiffin talking, but Lane Kiffin's not the one. He's not the golden child whose voice speaks out on this, you know, in some revelatory way. He isn't. He's one of everybody who understands it. Because anybody who's associated and pays close attention or is involved in college sports these days understands that, Tony. I told you, we talked about this 10 days or 2 weeks ago. And the question was, what can the NCAA do? And I said, nothing. The NCAA can't stop me from creating an NIL situation if I wanted to with a certain kid or a certain recruit or me or my friends, the people in my text chain. So Lane Kiffin is just stating the obvious. No, it's not going back because people are going to follow the money. And that's going to happen particularly in football and basketball, but other sports too, depending on what's big on your campus. If on your campus, like the one I belong to in Evanston, Illinois, lacrosse is a huge thing, and you've won 7 national championships. NIL might really change the recruiting battle, I hope so, for that sport. So it depends on the sport you're talking about in the specific context you're talking about. But no, it's not going back. Neither is the transfer portal. College sports is going to go away, Tone. It's going to go away the way we've known it. Not going to exist at all. And we can credit whoever makes that observation then.
So I read the Lane Kiffin quotes, and I found myself agreeing with him straight down the line. I had Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated on the podcast this morning, and Pat said, there are no real rules anymore. There are some guidelines, but nobody enforces them, and the NCAA doesn't really know what to do. So when Lane Kiffin says this is pro football, I tend to agree with him. When he says there ought to be a salary cap, I totally agree with that because that would get some equality in terms of what you could
spend.
When he says players ought to have contracts, I find myself agreeing with that because each year players are free agents and they can, if they want, go right into the transfer portal and they can come back. Let's say they like the school they're at or the coach they're at. They say, here's what you have to match and then I'll come back. And if you don't match the money, I'm going to leave. And I think if coaches out there don't recognize that, as we say, the horses are out of the barn, they're going to get fired. I think this helps the really established coaches, because I can't imagine Nick Saban being outbid for a certain player if he wants them. But one other thing, Mike, the boosters now, I think, have more power than ever. They're like the owners in pro sports, Kiffin says.
Yes.
He says they can fire a coach. You go to a coach, I paid this kid $1 million. You got to play him.
Tony,
coach says, no, you're
Tony,
fired.
They can fire
you're
coaches fired. For the last 20 years. That's why I'm saying this is not a revelation from Kiffin. It's the truth.
I think,
and I agree with him.
You don't like
He's
Kiffin.
He's just speaking to the amen chorus. That's all.
Let's take a break. Coming up, why is Bam Adebayo struggling so much against Robert Williams? We're going to ask Kendrick Perkins.
We'll also ask him what Jimmy Butler needs to do for the Heat to win tonight, presuming that Jimmy is healthy and in that lineup, which I presume he's in the lineup.
Kiffin says recruits don't even go to visit the school. They don't even care about the coach.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get back into the NBA playoffs with a man who was standing courtside in Miami while Wilbon sits on a set 6 miles away.
Hey,
our great friend
was
resplendent in red. Resplendent.
I'll be there for the tip.
Kendrick Perkins, our best friend. Let's start with this. Let's start with the game tonight, the Celtics and the Heat. There's a lot of focus on Bam Adebayo's struggles against Robert Williams. You're a big man. Why has a big man like Williams been so effective against Adebayo?
Well, when you look at it, it's not just because of Rob Williams, right? It's the tandem of Al Horford and Rob Williams, right? You have Al Horford on the defensive end who's guarding him outside on the perimeter, you know, through the dribble handoff action. And then you have his safety net, his younger brother, a guy that's jumping off a pogo stick back there protecting the rim and waiting on Bam to drive. And now they double-teaming him basically on the defensive end. And then when you go on the offensive end, think about this for a second. Bam was not effective for the Miami Heat defensively. Why? Because Rob Williams opposed that lob threat at the basket, which makes Bam think about going help. Now you have those driving gaps for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and others to get a clear path to the basket without having to worry about Bam Adebayo coming to help.
So, Perk, we know, as you just explained, that Bam has his challenges. The question is, How challenged is Jimmy Butler going to be? He is not on the injury report going into this game. But, Perk, it seemed like he was limping to me. I know Jimmy doesn't want to give excuses, doesn't want to be on the injury report, but how does he look to you?
I mean, he doesn't look 100%, but I don't believe at this point, Will Boyd, nobody's 100%. And once he get between those lines, you know two people who are not trying to hear that? Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Listen, Jimmy Butler has been a top five player in these playoffs this postseason. And at the end of the day, he's going against another top five player in Jason Tatum. Now you're at home. The series is tied up. You know what to do. Go in the back, get that total raw shot, feel pain-free, and let's go to war. It's time to go to war tonight. No excuses.
All right, speaking of going to war, let's go to the war that may be evening up a little bit out west between the Mavericks and the Warriors. Perk, I know earlier in the playoffs, you and Tony, of course, weren't that high on Dallas, but they got through past my Suns. Do you think that the Mavericks have one more win in them? Can they reproduce what they did last night, tomorrow night in San Francisco?
You know what? I do. And you know why? Because of a certain individual by the name of Luka Doncic. And he just don't give a damn, right? He don't care. You could drop him anywhere in America. I don't care if it's LA Fitness, the YMCA, the hood in every state. He's going to adapt and he's going to be the best version of Luka. And so when you have a player that's that talented, that has that type of tenacity, that carries that type of mindset, whether he's at home or away, Yes, the Mavericks could pull out another win. And then you have the leadership of Jason Kidd that has that locker room still believing. And so when long as they have belief in that locker room, nothing else matters. And I do think that they could possibly go on the road and get a win against the Golden State Warriors.
I'll get you out of here on this, but I just want to set the record straight for Wilbon and others who think that we were completely wrong, you know, about Phoenix and Dallas. We didn't expect Phoenix to choke like dogs. They choked like dogs, Phoenix. That's all I want to say. And now we'll get to the question. The playoffs in general have had so many lopsided games. Mm. They haven't been close late. Just too many games, 20-point games all over the place. Why do you think the playoffs have been so lopsided?
You ready for this? I blame analytics. You know why? Because now all of a sudden we're watching bad basketball. When I say bad basketball, I'm talking about on the offensive end. We're watching guys have wide open layups to do what? Kick out for three-pointers. That is just bad for the game. And when you look at these lopsided games and these losses, go look at the teams and look at what they shot from the three-point line and look at and see why they actually lost or why they actually won the game. To me, too many games have been decided on how the team has shot from the three, and that all has to do with analytics. The mid-range is dead. Nobody want to take wide open layups. Everybody want to get the three-point shot. I blame the analytics for that, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Wilbon, you must love that. You must, of course, Wilbon loves that.
Perk,
thank you, Kendrick.
Bringing it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
Perk, bringing it.
I appreciate y'all, my good brothers.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, the Oilers overcome a ridiculous goal.
And tennis phenom Carlos Alcaraz gets a huge challenge at the French Open. Analytics. They're to blame for everything.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 45th birthday, Alex Anthopoulos. The Atlanta Braves general manager hit big in almost every move he made last season. With Ronald Acuna Jr. and Marcell Ozuna unavailable, Anthopoulos brought in Jock Peterson, Eddie Rosario, Jorge Soler, and Adam Duvall in July. By November, the Braves were world champions. Rosario was MVP of the NLCS, Soler MVP of the World Series. This year, Anthopoulos let Freddie Freeman go and brought in Matt Olson. That result hasn't been as great yet. Freeman has two less homers than Olson, but seven more RBI. His batting average nearly 60 points higher. Plus, Freeman's Dodgers are first-place team. The Braves are three games under 500.
Yeah, but the Braves have plenty of time to get hot, Tony, if they can do that. But it looks like, you know, the Dodgers are gold again, once again.
Speaking of the Dodgers, happy anniversary, Clayton Kershaw. On this day 14 years ago, the 20-year-old Kershaw made his major league debut with the Dodgers. He went six innings against St. Louis, giving up five hits, two earned runs, striking out seven, and the Dodgers won 4-3. 14 years later, Kershaw is a lock for the Hall of Fame. He's 189-84 lifetime, a .692 winning percentage, tops in the last 70 years. Got a 2.48 ERA, 2,702 strikeouts. He's a World Series winner, a three-time Cy Young winner, and he was the NL MVP in 2014. In recent years, Kershaw has been injury-prone, missing time with back and elbow issues. He's currently on the injured list with lower back pain.
Tone, for a while there was a but, because his postseason performance was not up to snuff. But you mentioned the World Series, which is accurate, and he got it turned around enough to a degree where we don't lead now with the but of his postseason play, which we did for a while.
Agreed. Happy trails to Game 4 for the Flames. Calgary lost to Edmonton despite this absurd 132-foot goal by Rasmus Anderson that got past Edmonton goalie Mike Smith and tied the game at 3-3 in the third period. It was Calgary's third straight goal after falling behind 3-0. But momentum is a mercurial thing. Calgary gave up two goals and lost 5-3, falling behind 3-1 in games. In other playoff hockey news, the Rangers tied their series with Carolina at 2-2 by spanking the Hurricanes 4-1. Igor Shesterkin turned away 30 shots from a franchise that is attempting to bar Rangers fans from buying tickets in Carolina, a cheap stunt that the NHL is too gutless to countermand.
The Rangers could be, and Shesterkin specifically, the best storyline of a postseason with a lot of good storylines in the NHL playoffs, Tom.
One omission, Colin Kaepernick will reportedly work out for the Raiders. Your thoughts quickly.
The Raiders, that would be the franchise. If anybody brings him back, it would be the Raiders, if, big if.
Let's go to the big finish. French
Let's
Open.
Let's do it.
Carlos Alcaraz advanced in five sets today. Are you impressed?
Yeah, he was down 2-1 and faced a match point. So, yes, he's still in there slugging it out. 4-seed Maria Sakkari, excuse me, lost at the French Open today. Is that significant, Tom?
It's by the second round. Five of the top 10 women's seeds are out. Giancarlo Stanton will have an MRI on his right calf after leaving last night's game with tightness. Is that a big deal?
Doesn't have to be, but could be, depending on what that MRI reveals. Niners coach Kyle Shanahan says he still expects Jimmy Garoppolo to be traded at some point. Do you?
If the coach says it, of course I do. Last one, the Avalanche can eliminate the Blues tonight, but will they?
Yeah, it's in Colorado. Avalanche have been great. I got them scoring six goals, my over-under for the Avalanche tonight.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Check out NBA Countdown at 7:30 Eastern. And now, here's SportsCenter.
It looks beautiful behind you. It's a picture, but it looks beautiful. It really does.
I'm outside. What are you talking about?
BTR.
No, you're not.